Welcome to the Human Services Coalition podcast. I'm Cal Soto, and I'm glad you could join us for our inaugural show. Please excuse the low quality of this month's broadcast as we are in the process of attaining brand new equipment. Every month, our show will bring you real stories about our work to make Miami a better community for all, told by the people we work with, from staff to clients to collaborating organizations. It is our hope that these podcasts will show you firsthand the importance of our different initiatives and encourage you to become involved in HSC's work. Who knows? Maybe you'll be featured in next month's podcast. Now that's enough from me. Let's hear from Imagine Miami participant and volunteer, Ona Romero, who recently shared her opinion of the Imagine Miami Changemaker Conference series and her involvement in the upcoming third conference on November 6th.
Part of it is getting the word out. That's why I love Imagine Miami so much, because people go there from all walks of life. They get to meet. I met like the director of Children's Trust. I have been trying to get childcare through Children's Trust for like a year. And then I'm sitting next to him at Imagine Miami. And I'm like, oh my God, I've been trying to talk to you. He's like, yeah, I know it's very hard and it's not. And the truth is, he did not resolve my problem. And even though he tried, I still haven't gotten it. But it's just the fact that I went from going on the internet to sending out random emails to sitting next to the director of Children's Trust, you know, with Urban Paradise. I went from wanting to do some conservation, some kind of environmental work in the beach or in the state parks, to instantly meeting Sam and just every weekend working with him. So it's like everything that I think of, every time I go to an Imagine Miami, there's the person I have to talk to, and it's like, it's amazing. And I want to project that into the community and let them know that it's something that everyone that has an idea in mind for Miami should be involved in, because that's the place where you can pitch your ideas, where you can meet other people. I mean, it's unbelievable. I literally have like 200 of my Facebook friends or people I met at Imagine Miami. I'm serious. It's fabulous. So let's see what happens with November. The one in November. I haven't even started working on it yet, but I'm always in the volunteering. You know, I try to volunteer as much as I can. It's going to be harder now because I actually have a job now. Before, I could just come in at whatever time. But part of it is making the time. Time management is very important. It's just making the time. And sometimes that means getting home at 10 o'clock at night and sleeping and waking up at 5:30 and being exhausted the next day. But if that's what you have to do, then that's what you have to do, you know?
Thanks for listening, and tune in next month for another installment of the Human Services Coalition podcast. You can find us on our monthly newsletter or at our website, www.hscdade.org.